Thanks, Dan. I'm here in Studio 2A with Tammy West and the Culprits, and they'll be with us until 10 o'clock. So, here are Tammy West and the Culprits. Scream out loud.
is a bit too proud to say anything that would ever leave doubt. And she can't hear you if you don't say a word. And she is trying.
So next, this next song is called Birds. Okay. And we want to put this out there for Rich Hopkins. So. Even these things get different.
even these things change. Can you hear the birds singing? I think it means it's gonna be alright. Just as long as the birds keep singing, I think everything is gonna be alright. Let us stand before you now. I find it hard not to look at the ground. I need to look you in the eye. I need to look you in the eye. Can you hear the birds singing? I think it means it's gonna be alright. Just as long as the birds keep singing, I think everything is gonna be alright.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
That was terrific. My name is Matt Milner, and you are listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm here live in Studio 2A with Tammy West and the Culprits. They'll be here with us until 10 o'clock. There's more music coming up, but first I want to take a few minutes to talk to the band. So why don't we start off with introductions?
Well, hello. I'm Tammy West. Hi.
I'm Rebecca Horton.
I'm Martha on bass.
I'm Engelbert Humperdinck. Bruce Halper. Bruce Halper on the drums. Thank you.
He just flew in for us.
Oh, terrific. Tammy, how long has this particular group been together?
Well, I think the group's been together about a little over a year, and started with a different drummer, and the drummer's gone now, Sabre Fox. She's really great. I just want to shout out to her. And then we got the gift of Bruce. And Bruce is when, how long's it been now, Bruce?
Oh, some months.
Some months now, yeah.
Couple months, two, three.
Yeah, so.
How did you recruit the members of the band?
Well, Rebecca and I have known each other for some years. we're older than dirt, she was saying earlier. But And I've always loved her voice and loved her harmonica playing. You know, it's very soulful to me. And when the band kind of formed, I just asked her if she wanted to come and play, and she said yes. And that's how that worked. And I met Martha a couple few years ago, and we were just kind of, we just played around and stuff, and I did a few little solo gigs, and she came and played with me. And
I thought she was cool.
Oh, God.
And her, she played music, and I played bass, and I was like, sweet, I found an inn. I haven't left him alone since.
And we love Martha's shamelessness and fearlessness, yeah, and her attitude. So, and then one night we had this gig at Plush, and we were without a drummer, and the Luminarios were playing, and it was Rebecca and Martha, and I were like, oh my God, they have all this sound.
Yeah, we had no drummer.
We were so mopey.
Yeah.
We were like, we're going to give it our all.
And then Bruce came up and rocked the house.
You were playing.
Yes.
And I volunteered. I was going to say I got tricked into it, but.
Oh.
That's what I was rehearsing today while I was doing the dishes.
Tricked.
But
the devil made him
Rich
do it.
Hopkins said, I found this girl and she's great. You got to hear her. And we were playing. You were opening for Rich.
Yeah, I was like, well, I think it was the Casa Maria thing.
And
yeah,
I volunteered.
It was Casa Maria.
I said, why don't I just play the drums?
And he did.
Cold, no, never.
Didn't miss it.
And honestly, I think that's been our favorite. That was our favorite show to date.
Yeah, Rebecca and Martha and I looked at, we were like, oh, my God. Because it was
he just sat in and he. I mean,
I had so many drumgasms that night.
Wow! Can you say that
on
the radio?
High praise.
Can you say that on the
radio? High praise for a drummer.
It was fun. The music is so easy to listen to and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the songs that you shared with us there. And Rebecca, I thought the harmonica really had a beautiful haunting quality.
Oh, thank you.
How do you get that tone out of it?
You know what? It's just many years of playing, and I think that, people have asked me before to teach them how to play harmonica, and it's not something I know how to teach someone. I think it's a feeling, mm-hmm. And Tammy's music is just, I mean, it's haunting in itself, and so I think it just lends it. It's almost a meditation on what she's doing, so mm-hmm. I don't know how to really answer that.
Well, I guess the music speaks for itself.
Right.
Were you self-taught?
Yes, I was.
For the other members of the band, were you all self-taught as well?
I did lessons for a while when I was a kid and then took like a 10-year hiatus to do drugs. And then I kind of was self-taught when I joined Tammy again. So, yeah, a little.
Have you been involved in other musical projects in town?
Not in town, no. No, I played in a really cool death metal band when I was in eighth grade.
That's
pretty rad.
That's a major project.
Yeah.
That was pretty rad. It was like Cannibal Corpse. Like, type of, well, yeah, it was wild.
Well, I can see how it would be a natural transition to this project.
Yeah, me too. We're death metal. Kind of death metal.
Yeah, yeah. What are some of your favorite places around town to play?
I have to say, probably Plush was really great just because of the sound. You know, you go
Dana.
In there and they, oh my God. And
Dana, the sound guy, he's now moved over to the Club Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Right.
Congress was fun too. I like to play anywhere, especially like when they have the system there because I'm kind of, you know, I like when they set it up and they do the sound.
Of course.
Just like you guys did tonight.
Yeah, this is great.
Nice.
Love it.
All right, well, sorry.
I just wanted to add, it's a great lineup. I mean, having the harmonica, Rebecca's beautiful harmonica and vocals and beautiful songwriting, and Martha's great on the bass, so it's just a lot of fun to play with all these ladies.
And like and, 50 years plus experience on the drums.
I'm pretty much self-taught. Just
I just make stuff
well.
up.
Well, we're going to go back to few more songs here, and then we'll talk more with Tammy West and the Culprits. Again, you are listening to Locals Only on KXCI 91.3, and Again, here are Tammy West and the Culprits. We'll talk about their upcoming CD in a few minutes, but first, some more music.
This is a new one.
Can't you
another uplifting song. That was called The Guilty One. This is called Running. You have to have your capo on the perfect spot.
Thank you. keeps you from here? And why can't you trust it? What keeps you from here this time? See you circle around it. Think you lost, but you found it. Don't you like the sound of it this time? Then why?
Listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and I'm here live in Studio 2A with Tammy West and the Culprits. They will be with us until 10 o'clock. So thanks again for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us. Thank you very much for having us.
And I understand that you have a new album coming out soon?
Well, no, we actually have one out. We didn't really have a CD release party yet, but I brought the CDs down to the station, and people have been playing them, so it's been really cool. It's called Patch of Blue is the name of it, yes.
And
Nominally, Brennan actually produced it.
Great. Yeah. And when did that come out?
I guess a couple months ago or something. Okay. You know, it hasn't been real a really formal thing or anything like that. We just... I had this batch of songs and wanted to record them, and so we recorded them, and now we have a CD.
Where did you record them?
In Anomaly Brennan's studio, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a good time.
And how long did you spend on the album?
We actually recorded it all.
Eight hours?
We recorded it all live because, you know, we wanted everybody to be there and record it at the same time, and there was some going back. And Nominally actually did some instrumentation on it, like some guitar parts and stuff. So she went back and did that and went back and did a few vocals and stuff like that. So I'm not certain, really. You know, it was all pretty quick, actually.
That's quick and painless. That's good.
Yeah, it was a good time, actually. It was a pretty good time.
Good, good. And this batch of songs that you're playing for us tonight, are most of those on the release?
Yeah, there's a couple that aren't. Like How About You's on there, and Breaking's on there.
Running,
the one we just This Time is on there. We tried to do the ones that were on there, and we just put a couple more that aren't on there, actually.
Excellent. So if people are listening and they like what they hear, how can they go about getting a copy of the album?
That's a good question. You know, we're actually on Facebook.
And Twitter.
And Twitter. Martha's our. And if you want to go in there and leave me a message and give me your, I will send you on.
And we do, you know, we do
for a small price.
We'll drive
but
it
we
over.
Do. We'll drive it over. But, you know, we do, when we play around town, we do have CDs there for sale, and also and T-shirts, too. We've got some handmade T-shirts that we made. They're pretty cool.
Oh, so. Excellent. Do you have any shows on the calendar?
Not right now, because it's summer and there are some people who are traveling and stuff, so it's kind of tricky that way, but we're hoping to get some soon.
We're going to open for Lucinda Williams, actually. Yeah,
that's
really
it.
Soon, yeah.
Well, someday.
I think it would be a great fit.
We can all dream, right? Right.
We can, yeah. Absolutely. But I can't think of anyone in Tucson who would be better suited for it.
Oh, that's really nice.
Thanks, Matt.
You don't know what that just means.
Is that an influence that you are striving to incorporate?
You know, I think I'm influenced by everything, but I'm definitely influenced by Lucinda Williams, and I love her writing and her voice, and Cowboy Junkies, Mazzy Star, you know, some Johnny Cash mm-hmm. could be thrown in there. I just think, you know, whatever you listen to, you get influenced by, whether you know it or not. You know, it just comes out. And
absolutely. How long have you been writing songs?
Well, I guess, goodness, it's probably been about maybe 9 or 10 years now. I'm sort of a late bloomer, but when I moved to Tucson, I kind of started writing when I moved to the desert, and it really saves you a lot, you know. Saves you from destructive things, helps you be a little more constructive with your destructive thoughts, and so it's been a real. I'm really glad that. That for some reason I can write. Some moments I have clarity or whatever, and it comes out on paper. So.
What do you think it is about the desert, or Tucson specifically, that tends to foster creativity?
It's the vortexes.
I think it's the sky and the mountains. I don't know. I feel somehow protected. I'm not certain, but there's something a little magical about it, I must say.
And other musicians, so many great other artists.
It's true.
That sort of give you
Tucson's like this kind of a nucleus in the desert to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, to me, the only place to be in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of the other local artists that you're inspired by or enjoy playing with?
Well, Nomaly, of course.
Nomaly Brennett. I love Lila Lopez. I think I love her writing, and I like Rich Hopkins and the Luminarios.
Oh my gosh, those guys mm-hmm. are great.
And Courtney Robbins.
I love all those people.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're great musicians, Courtney, Lila.
I love Al Perry, too. Al yeah. Perry. And
Al Perry's the mayor.
And once upon a time, Reiner was, loved, and still do, love mm-hmm. Reiner.
Yeah, we are very lucky here to have not only a very rich community of musicians, but a very tight-knit community in the truest sense, I'd say. Mm-hmm. So I'm also wondering a little bit about the writing process for these songs. For this batch, for the Culprits, did you bring these songs to the band fully formed, or was it a collaborative effort to some extent?
I wrote them, and then I lay down a guitar part, which is pretty much like the frame, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And then they build on that frame. But so it comes to them like with the words and the frame, and then, you know, they do what they feel and whatever they want to add and stuff. Yeah,
pretty organic things come up along the way.
Yeah, a lot of accidents.
Like we're getting, you know, I'd like to do more percussion and things, and just. Think that would be nice.
It's nice to just do what you feel sometimes, you know, and you mm-hmm. don't even have to really. It's better than speaking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not a big talker.
It's easier.
You can
do it pretty good.
I guess I am.
Yeah.
A little nervous. Yeah.
Well, I understand that you have a couple more songs for us. I want to thank you again for coming down to the studio tonight. You are listening to Tammy West and the Culprits. If you like what you're hearing, you can find them on Facebook or Twitter. You can also download a podcast of this performance on the KXCI website. Go to kxci.org and click on the Locals Only tab, and that'll be up in the next day or two. So thanks again for tuning in, and thanks to the Culprits for being here. They're going to share a couple more songs with us, and The Hub is coming up next at 10 o'clock, so stay tuned.
All right.
You're good, Matt.
Thank you, Bruce. You're good.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go now.
Okay. Great.
Up with me, yeah. You see the flowers, they're dying from what you gave me. And there is no denying, well, part of this slave. Thank you.
more to do. Does that sound good? And just thank you again for having us. This has been fun. Didn't hurt, really.
Yes, thank you.
I'm glad my mic's off.
Ready? Yep. So, 1, 2, 3, 4.